That's hot. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. Latte, Jeremy Warner. We do it every day. Well, not every day, but Monday through Friday. And this week, right, no Cardinal baseball interruptions. So we're here 3 to 6 all week. You can always give us a call, 359-2255. Right now, we welcome on Adam Rittenberg. He's from ESPN.com. He's a Big Ten blogger. And Adam, I guess you have a little bit of a vacation during the summer, I assume, but now you're going to get real busy, aren't you?
Well, I am, and it hasn't been much of a vacation throughout this offseason, especially. Definitely excited to have Big Ten Media Day starting this week in Chicago, and even more excited to have the game start. You know, it's been a long offseason and not a very good one on the whole for the Big Ten with all the Ohio State stuff, so I think a lot of us are looking forward to the games getting here as soon as possible.
I hear you, Adam. But media days, there's going to be plenty of topics. A lot of new coaches, of course, Brady Hoke in Michigan, Jerry Kill up in Minnesota. Then you got the Ohio State scandal. And then you have Nebraska coming into the Big Ten. So what's the storyline you're looking forward to talking to people about the most?
Well, I think Nebraska is going to be a natural storyline. Just the first time that their players will be at an event like this. Hopefully it was here for the coaches' meetings, but it's not as big a deal, certainly, as the preseason media day. I think they really tried to keep the focus on themselves up until this point, and now I think they're going to be allowed to talk more about joining the Big Ten and the rivalries that are going to spark, and some of these trips are going to be going on in the first year. So that's going to be exciting, and also, you know, to see how Luke Fickell handles his first national media appearance. There's a lot of folks that cover Ohio State down in Columbus, but this is going to be a major media event for Fickell and the Buckeyes, who have been such a big story throughout the offseason. So I think those two teams stand out to me. Also Wisconsin. They're a team that seems to have the momentum right now. A lot of folks would say that they might be the Big Ten preseason favorite if there was a poll, which we're not getting this year. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how Brett Bielema and his players are handling higher expectations after making the Rose Bowl last year.
And Adam, when you talk to Luke Fickell and you talk to the Ohio State players that are going to be there, are you expecting a lot of no answers, just kind of going, we move forward? Are you kind of expecting that to happen?
Well, yeah, and I think that's what they have to do. I mean, they have to create as much of a sense of normalcy as they can. I mean, they know it's a big deal when Jim Tressel resigns, and they know it's a big deal when Terrell Pryor leaves the program, but they have no choice but to try to keep things as normal as possible. And I know from talking to a couple of their players, namely the All-American center Mike Brewster, that they say that they're ticked off at what's happened and the way that their program has been kind of dragged through the mud in the last few months, and they really feel they have something to prove this year. And they do. I mean, they lose a lot of personnel, regardless of all the NCAA stuff and the Tressel stuff. They were having to replace quite a few excellent players from last year's team. They want to show that they're still Ohio State. They're still the team that's dominated the Big Ten for the past decade. And, whether Nebraska's coming in or not, they feel like they're still one of the best teams in the country.
Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com. He does a fabulous job. If you're a Big Ten fan, you want to get on and read his stuff. He's joining us live here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Adam, I look down here and you talk about Wisconsin and a team that I think even before Russell Wilson was considered to be very good. How much better now with him coming over from NC State does that make the Badgers?
Well, I think it has the potential to make them a lot better because he addresses their most critical need coming out of the spring, which was quarterback. They didn't get great quarterback play this spring. That's not to say, John Budmeyer and those other guys wouldn't have gotten better when the season rolled around, but the fact is you bring in an experienced quarterback, an all-ACC player in Russell Wilson, a guy who's not going to be afraid of the spotlight on the road and in some of these big games Wisconsin's going to face. And, he was brought in to be the starter. He needs to go out and win the job and adjust well to the offense, but he really does give Wisconsin potentially that final missing piece to be once again the favorite in the Big Ten.
And Adam, the Cleveland Plain Dealer did a poll with 24 media members. Wisconsin picked by 22 of the 24 to win the leaders. Ohio State, Penn State each got a vote. Illinois fourth. Is that where you kind of see things falling as well?
Yeah, I think, I think before Wilson got to Wisconsin, you could say the leaders division was Ohio State and Wisconsin. They're probably equal. And with Wilson on the team, I think it makes Wisconsin the clear favorite to win that division. I don't believe necessarily it means Wisconsin's the favorite to win the Big Ten. And as you see in that poll, there's a lot more disagreement on who's going to win the championship game. But I do think with what they have coming back, you know, the two running backs, James White, Monty Ball, always an excellent offensive line. And I think they're going to be pretty good in the defensive back seven, although they have to replace an All-American up front in J.J. Watt. But with Wilson on that team, you know, you have to look at them as at minimum, the favorite in their division.
And what about the legends? I mean, 12 of those 24 media members picked Nebraska to win
Who?
The Big
well,
Ten
not,
title.
Oh, they're in the Big Ten now?
Right.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, are you kind of that Nebraska should be the favorite going into this thing?
Well, I don't think it's clear-cut. I think it's a more competitive division than the leaders, although the leaders could be more competitive than we think, depending on teams like Illinois and Penn State. But in the Legends division, I personally think five of the six teams could win that division if things wow. fall right. You know, I think the reason there's some excitement about Nebraska is that they've won 10 games each of the past two seasons, and they returned, you know, by far, I believe, the most complete defense in the conference. You know, there's so many great defensive players in the Big Ten that departed. You had five defensive linemen drafted in the first round in April. A lot of teams like Illinois filling big holes on that side of the ball, whereas Nebraska returns their defense pretty much intact. You know, they do lose that outstanding cornerback, Amu Kamara, but they do have Jared Crick back up front, Levante David at linebacker, Alfonso Dennard in the secondary. So those are three potential All-Americans. And if they can just figure out things on offense and keep Taylor Martinez healthy, they're a team that certainly has the potential to win the Big Ten in year one. So I mean, that's the reason for the hype. Michigan State's another team to look at. They face an absolutely brutal road schedule. And then there's legitimate question marks about teams like Iowa, Northwestern, Michigan.
Adam Rittenberg, he's a Big Ten blogger, ESPN.com. Adam, I want you to get crazy here. Just get crazy. Illinois's got eight home games for the Illini, and a lot of people around here are really focusing in on this year as one that could really, you know, produce some good things. If you just went crazy on us here, how good of a season could it be for Illinois?
Well, I think, again, like you mentioned, the schedule finally sets up well for Illinois, which hadn't been the case now for as long as I can remember because of that Missouri game and some odd scheduling like Fresno State last year. This year, it sets up for them to build some confidence in the offseason. They face a nice early test with Arizona State. You know, their first road game against Indiana, probably the worst team in the league, and then they come back for that Ohio State game on October 15th. And that's a team, for some reason, that Illinois has played really tough over the years, even last year. So, you know, you find a way to beat Ohio State, and then I really think the ceiling on the season can be raised. Now, you're going to have to win on the road eventually, but I really do like the way things set up. And if you can fill those holes on defense and continue to keep rolling on offense, which I felt they were at the end of last season, you know, Illinois could certainly be a surprise team in the Big Ten.
And Adam, lastly, Michigan with Brady Hoke as their new coach. He seems to have won the PR battle. You know, he seems like the Michigan man everyone's looking for, and recruiting 20 recruits already, really doing well on the recruiting trail. So what does he need to do on the field to stay away from you know, the negative side of what Rich Rodriguez saw?
Right. No, as Rich Rodriguez found out, you know, you don't win on the field there, and things can turn very quickly. And that'll be the same thing for Brady Hoke, even though he'll get more time and he's doing really well in recruiting, like you mentioned, and firing up the alumni. On the field, they have to get better on defense, and that's no secret. It's you know, why Brady Hoke was brought in as a defensive-oriented guy. He has an excellent defensive coordinator in Greg Madison, and so they need to rectify a defense that was just awful the last 3 years. On offense, I think it's going to take a little bit of time for things to settle in, and for a guy like Denard Robinson, who is so good in the spread offense, to transition to a more of a pro-style West Coast system. But again, it starts on defense with Michigan and Brady Hoke. They have to get better. I don't think they can get a lot worse, but they're going to have to make a significant jump on that side of the ball. Their schedule, like Illinois, front-loaded with home games, but they have some tough road games in October. They have three division road games against Northwestern and Iowa, so, and Michigan State. So a pretty tough road schedule in the division for Michigan.
Last question from Adam Rittenberg, the ESPN Big Ten blogger. Adam, I want you to put your prognostication cap on for Media Day, when Joe Paterno steps up to the mic and he's asked, are you retiring? What's going to be his answer?
Oh, Joe will say, I haven't even given it a thought. You know, that's a standard response. And, you know, he'll say he feels good and that he hasn't given it much thought and that he doesn't mind the fact that his contract is up after this season. You know, that's Joe. And, you know, he's not gonna give you an indication that he's really seriously considering retiring. And, you know, the deal last year was that he just looked so bad up there. He looked so frail. and had some health problems. He hasn't had any health problems that we know of in the past few months. I know in a recent interview he says he feels good, and I've always said that as long as his health holds up, he's going to want to keep doing the job. So I think he's going to sidestep that question for the most part and emphasize that his health is in good shape.
He does an excellent job here on the Tay and Jay Show, but an even better job blogging. It's Adam Rittenberg. Read his stuff at ESPN.com. He's a Big Ten blogger. Adam, you do a wonderful job, and we always enjoy having you on. You and Jeremy don't get in too much trouble, you hear, up in Chicago, okay?
We'll do our best. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Adam. That is Adam Rittenberg, and fun. I mean, it's, you know, I can remember when I was doing in TV, in the TV world, and I would go cover these Big Ten media days. It is fun. Mm-hmm. And Jeremy, you're going to be doing it this week. And when we return, I want to ask you a few questions about that and what you're expecting from interviewing all the coaches. It's a neat thing. You know, I mean, our listeners out there are like, wait, you get to go interview all these Big Ten coaches?
Yeah, they're all in the same spot.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
We'll talk about it next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM. Benefit.